Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Folks, Hillary Gamm was with us in the earlier part of the hour, and I've asked her to stay over one more segment, because I'd like for she and for her and Ann Zimmerman, our new guest, who's coming up for the new half hour, for the two of them, they have something in common. They're both ladies. They're both mothers of four children. They both have boys and girls. And they're both professionals, and they've been around the block at least once. I'm pretty sure of that. And so I've asked both of them. They've just met. They don't know each other. I don't know what they're going to say, but I've asked both of them to spend a few minutes with us and give us their thoughts on what they think about what has happened in the last 2 or 3 weeks in the Brett Kavanaugh Supreme Court justice case and some of the accusations that are there. And Hillary, since I asked you, Ann, since you just joined us, I'm going to let you go first. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, thanks, Jim. My thoughts are not happy. one of my biggest concerns is this has set us way back in the movement to make women feel comfortable coming out when they've been abused. I've been amazed in the last week, the women I know personally who have come forward and said, I was raped when I was a teenager and I haven't told anybody. A friend actually told me that this week, and wow. I haven't told anybody till now, wow. But I'm going to tell you that.
Wow.
It just blew me over. And Trump's comment, I know we're not being political here, but what he had to say about, Ramirez was drinking. I don't care if she was drinking.
Yeah, he shouldn't have said that.
I don't care if she was drinking.
But
that says it's okay. It is not okay. And
I agree with that.
We have better. This is not the best of the best we've got in our country. And that's
when you say that, what has happened recently? Are you talking about? What are you talking about? The way the accusations have been made, or do you? How do you feel about this whole process quickly that's been going on in the last 2 weeks?
I think it's become nothing but political. I think McConnell should stop everything and investigate and see what happens.
Okay.
You know, Kavanaugh's right. Not the choir boy he's trying to say he is. We know
okay.
that.
All right. Even though. All right. Okay. All right. And I mean, Hillary, what do you think?
Okay, my perspectives are slightly different. I think that women in general, and I think any individual in general, not just women, make sure that's clear, when they have a traumatic experience, it's very long-standing. They're never going to forget it. They're going to remember it mm-hmm. for their entire life. And so I think the idea that the lady who accused him of doing something that is a very long memory and people find it hard to believe she'd remember it so explicitly, I'm not so sure I agree with that. I think when something traumatic happens, people have a very clear memory, regardless of how many years it goes back. What troubles me about the process is that Mr. Kavanaugh was not an adult when these things occurred. He was a minor. And that, for me, is slightly troubling because mm-hmm. it's hard to understand when the clock starts. So is it when we're in kindergarten and on the playground and we push yeah. someone down? Does that mean we don't get to be a Supreme Court judge?
See, that's the reason why, Hillary, and I'm getting close on time. That's the reason why I wanted the two of you on the show, because you both have daughters who are on one side of this issue. You both have sons who are on the other side of this issue. And neither one of you would want your daughters to be treated the way these women have allegedly been
no.
treated. But would you also want your sons 35 years ago and to be held to the same standard from a 17-year-old?
Well, he wasn't a minor at Yale. By then he was 18.
Well,
so
okay.
And his speech is just a few years ago. He's braggadocious, as some people would say, about all his drunken days and his drunken.
Well, let me ask. Well, let me. Of course, I'm not defending him, but if your son had, if nothing had ever come up in 30 something years, would it bother you that it was coming up now? I guess that's my concern with women, with daughters and sons. Don't we have to balance this? Isn't this something? Don't we have to come up with some standards? I think, Hillary, you mentioned something about this.
Then own it. Then he should have owned it and moved past it.
Yeah.
He didn't.
Okay.
He's lied since then.
Two different ladies with two different perspectives. I kind of thought that might happen. Didn't know for sure. But I'm glad, ladies, thank you for your honesty. Thank you for your passion. Thank you for your positions. I think we. I think we got some things out on the table. Hillary Gamm, ladies and gentlemen, author of Being Is Lost. Hillary, come back soon. Thank you again for being here.
My pleasure. Have a great
job.
Interview, Ann.
Good job.
Take care. Have a great day.
Ann Zimmerman, hold on. We're going to come right back and talk to you about some more things after the break. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.